Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. I welcome you all from wherever you're listening to my broadcast at this hour. It's in the evening here in the United States of America, and especially here in Dallas. The country has been experiencing the winter cold season, but we're doing well. We're doing well. The weather is not that bad, really. So we're moving on with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, believing God for great many souls to be converted to the kingdom of God. So wherever you are right now, I'd like you to just listening, cuddle up and listening to the message that the Lord has for you and me today. Remember I said you and me? You know, when we preachers or prophets or God, when we speak the word of the Lord, we speak and teach ourselves too. Because you see, when I start to utter the word of the Lord, it's not so much me speaking, but it's the spirit of prophecy through me speaking to you. So when the spirit of prophecy takes over and starts to speak, it's also speaking to me. You know, there are things I can plan to speak. I can lay out Decalogue. I can lay out the words that I'm going to say, which we learn in homiletics, the art of preaching. But then the Lord takes over. As the service starts to go, the Lord takes over. The many things I might say are not so much as coming from Mwamba, but they're coming from the Lord. That's why in many, many services, sometimes when the Spirit is so heavy and I begin to speak, I'm speaking by the Spirit of prophecy. And the things that I say are prophetical and they come to pass. So today we are here, beloved ones. You know, we have a one-year Bible school, Bible college running here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America. This is an online school where we have students studying from around the world. We have students studying in Africa, in the United Kingdom, in South Africa, here in the United States of America, even the Fiji. We have a student who had graduated before, Anne Fonalai, there in Fiji. We have our dear sister and beloved one in London, Jillian. We have different pastors and bishops there in Africa who are teaching in our school. We have students in Kenya. We have students in the Uganda, in Tanzania. We have students spread out across Africa and the United States of America. So we are building God's kingdom by His grace. And it gives me great pleasure because God called me to build God's kingdom through the teaching of the Word. Isn't God wonderful? He is very wonderful. And so today, beloved ones, we're moving on by God's grace. We're going to look into the word of the Lord in the book of Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 4 to 5. The theme of my message today, I'm going to speak on the vision, is for an appointed time. So I'm going to speak about vision. The vision is for an appointed time. Say with me, the vision is for an appointed time. Right. Okay. Galatians 4, reading from verse 4 to 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse number 5. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Let's look in the book of Psalm and 105. Reading from verse 17 to 22. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sought for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Verse 20. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Verse 21, he made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his substance. 22. To bind the princes at his pleasure and teach the senators wisdom. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Beloved one, today I'd like to speak about vision. And mainly, I want to speak about the due season. You see, here in Galatians, the Bible is telling us here that Paul, the apostle, is writing to the Galatians, says, when the fullness of time was come. You see, when God gives you a vision, like in Habakkuk 2:4, the Bible says, the Lord spoke to Habakkuk. He says, Habakkuk, write. Write this vision. For it is for an appointed time. Let him that readeth run with it. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will surely not more tarry, but it will come to pass. So what was the Lord saying there in Habakkuk 2:4? He said the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will tarry no more, for it will surely come to pass. What I'm saying is, whatever God has promised you, beloved one, is for an appointed time. And when that time has come, when the fullness of time has come, nothing under the heavens, nothing under the earth, nothing in all the galaxies, in our galaxy where we are, which is the solar system and other galaxies, can stop what God wants to do in your life. When the fullness of time had come, Jesus had to be born of Mary in Bethlehem, according to the word of prophecy that was given, that all ye Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be the smallest among the nations, out of you shall come a leader, a king that shall rule his people Israel. This prophecy came from prophets years and years ago before Jesus was born. But when the fullness of time had come, there was no power under heaven. There was no power in the heavens that would stop the birth of Jesus. Jesus had come on a mission, and his mission was to be accomplished. So no demon from the pit of hell, no devil could stop the vision of the Lord from coming to pass. Now, what does that show us? That shows us very clearly that when God promises you something, no matter what you're going through, it will come to pass. See, when God said he's going to prosper you, in blessing, I'll bless you. You'll be blessed coming in, blessed going out. You shall have abundance, whatsoever you touch shall prosper. That's a promise from the Lord. No matter what the devil throws in your path, he takes your job away, right? Takes the sources of income away from you, thinking you are enclosed and you're destined for failure. No. Once the hand of the Lord is upon your life and God has promised to bless you, no matter what the devil does, God will open a door for you for the fulfillment of the vision. The Bible says in Galatians 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of woman, made under the law. There was nobody who was going to stop the birth of Jesus. No devil, no demon, no power of hell could ever stop that, because the fullness of time was come. You know, this thing goes also as pertains to our women, our mothers. When a woman is pregnant, they're in a time of expectation. And you know what happens is that as they're in that time of expectation, If it's a boy, they say it's going to last maybe 9 months, the pregnancy. If it's a girl, 8 months. But when that day hits and the baby is ready to be born, no matter what the mother will try and do, no matter whoever will try and stop that baby from coming, they are playing a losing game. Because I can tell you what, that baby has to be born because the fullness of time has come. We have an example of Joseph himself in the book of Psalm 105, verse 17 and 22. That's why I put it there for reference, so you could see in the mouth of two witnesses that everything be established. You know, in the Word of God, when the same fact is mentioned twice, that thing is established. Out of the mouth of two witnesses, let everything be established. That means let it be the truth that this thing will come to pass. See, in the Galatians and chapter number 4, verse 4 to 5, we hear, but when the fullness of time was come. Then in Psalm 105, verse 17 to 22, the Bible said, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Now, see there in verse number 19. Until the time that his word came. It does not matter what you're going through. You might be passing through the most despicable situation you have ever faced in your life. But I want to tell you what. No matter what the devil has thrown in your path to try and deter you from your calling, or to try and push you under from your blessings, the Bible said, you know what? Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord will try you. What does that mean? You're going to go through suffering. The things that God has promised you of prosperity and abundance, you won't see it immediately. See, Joseph was promised to be a leader. Joseph was promised to be an elevated man in society, a king. He saw in a vision how the sheaves bowed to his sheaf. He saw how this the moon and the stars, they paid obeisance to him. He saw how he was going to reign above his brethren. That's why they didn't like Joseph. His brothers did not like him because of the vision. You know, once a vision comes upon your life to bless you, to exalt you, to make you big, people you share your vision to will not like it. Because people don't like usually to see somebody blessed. Those who like to see you blessed and are happy are the ones whom God has called to partner with you in whatsoever you are doing. If when you share about your vision and you talk about what God is doing and somebody's face goes crazy and they get upset and they twist their face because they are angry, God has not called you to partner with such a one because the spirit of jealousy is them in its fullness. People who don't rejoice with you when things are happening positively in your life, God did not call you to partner with them. They are those who are going to pull you down. They are the ones who are going to sink you down. They are the ones who make sure that vision does not come to pass in your life. People who are terribly jealous, people who are terribly selfish, you know what I'm saying? People who are inclined to no good. All they think about is pleasing themselves. Such kind of people are not part of your vision, are not called to be part of your vision. They are there to bring you down. They are there to suck you up and bring you down, to bring a disappointment upon your life and destroy you eventually. So what am I saying, friends? What I'm saying is, When God has called you, He has a vision. He has a calling upon your life. And that vision must come to pass. That calling from the Lord must come to pass in your life. But you have obstacles that are going to come in your life, in your way. These obstacles are going to come to try and stop the blessing from coming to pass in your life. But let me tell you what. As long as God called you, He's going to make sure He protects you from evil thinkers, evil doers. People who think wickedly, people who plan wickedly, people who work wickedness, they are not going to succeed in your life. And so I want to encourage you, beloved one, wherever you are, to realize that God is on your side. No matter what you're going through, even at this time, as long as the Lord promised to bless you, He will bless you. You see what happened to Joseph? He was sold for a slave. He ended up in Potiphar's house. Eventually, his wife wanted to sleep with Joseph, accused him wrongly that he was after her when he was not. And Joseph ended up in prison. The Bible tells us that he was kept in chains. That's what the Bible is saying here. It's saying He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron. This is the time when he was thrown in prison. The things that Joseph was experiencing was nothing close to the blessings that God had promised Joseph. The things that Joseph was experiencing was nothing close to the vision that God had given him. He was thrown in prison. He was kept in fetters. He was there in total bondage. There was no light anywhere to show that Joseph's life was going to be any better. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is God will always be with you, even if you see that He's not there when you're going through the toughest time of your life. As long as that vision has been spoken to you by the Lord, let me tell you what, it has an appointed time. Because the Bible tells us, it says, until the time that His word came. You see, until the time that His word came, that word was the word of release for Joseph. You have a time for your word to come to you to set you free. The Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 4, or chapter 4 verse 4 and 5, it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of woman, made under the law. When the fullness of time was come, God works His programs through time. God works His blessings for His own people through time. The Bible tells us when the fullness of time was come. You see, there is coming a fullness of time. There is coming a time when your vision, your blessings, and whatever God called you for is going to come to pass. I would like to challenge you today never to give up on God. You know, when bad things begin to happen in your life, don't you ever say, God has put this thing on me. God blesses His own people. Good things come from the Lord, like Oral Roberts said. God is good, the devil is bad. You want to know how God is? God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to live in abundance. God wants you to live in prosperity. God wants you to live in such abundance that when the devil looks at you, he's going to have what they call kwashoka. He's gonna be sick. I want to let you know something. The God we save is on the throne, and there is nothing impossible with Him. The Bible says that when the fullness of time was come, the fullness of time came for Joseph. What happened? He was taken out of the dungeon, out of the prison where he was. And guess what? He became the vice president of Egypt. The Bible tells us, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The word of the Lord will try you. That word of prophecy which God gave you will test your patience. You see, every time that Joseph was in the dungeon, there in the prison, he would look up and say, man, was I being illusional when I thought that God was going to exalt me? Was I confused? Was I deranged when I saw myself as a king? You see, the thoughts that were going through his mind were the trying of his vision, trying of his patience. The word was trying him. That means the things that God spoke had not yet come to pass. So they were going through his spirit to test his virtue of believing God. The Bible says in verse 20, the king sent and loosed him, even the excuse me, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Let me tell you what. The king is going to send for you, and you're going to be loosed in whatsoever circumstance you are, just like Joseph. Who was the king that sent for him? It was the Pharaoh himself. You see, there in the prison where he was, there was a baker and a butler. They were jailed together with him. But you see, Joseph had a gift to interpret dreams. While they were in the prison, these two guys had dreams. The baker dreamt that he had a cake on his head, and the birds of the air came and ate from the cake which he had on his head. And also the butler who served the king, he dreamt that he was holding the cup and serving the king. And these dreams bothered these two guys. So they came to Joseph and said, hey, look, man, we had a dream. My dream was like this, said the baker. Joseph said, well, you know what? You, baker, you had a dream that you had a cake upon your head and the birds of the air came and ate the cake. I want to tell you what. Now, that was the revelation coming from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord took over and said, I want to tell you what. Says, I think it was like the next day or 2 days from to now or something like that. You'll be called by the king. The king is going to take you out. And your head is going to be taken off your shoulders. You'll be killed. That's what you dreamed about, birds eating the cake off your head. Then to the butler, I said, butler, the Lord is showing me that within no time you are going to be called by the king. And the position that you had before is going to be restored to you. You're going to serve the king again. And he said, you know what? Remember me when you come before the Pharaoh. But the Bible tells us that when these two guys, actually it happened exactly as Joseph had given the interpretation. The butler was called to serve the king, and the baker had his head taken off his shoulders. When the butler went back to serve the king, he forgot completely about Joseph for 2 years. See, people will forget your good deeds. All that people look for is for your downfall. People are looking for your downfall. People are looking for your destruction. People are looking for you to be totally destroyed. That's what the devil desires in your life. See, you do good to people, but you know, guess what? They'll forget about the good you've done. People are inclined to do you harm than to bless you. See, that's why you don't need to teach a child to be wicked. The wickedness is inbred in the blood of human beings. Nobody learns how to do wickedness. Wickedness is inbred. They'll punch somebody. They never go to school to learn how to punch. And usually they never go to school to learn how to curse. Because the sin is in everybody. And when children are born, they are born with that root of sin. So they'll curse. They'll fight. They will do evil because it's part of their nature. It's doing good that takes labor to learn to do good, to learn to be a person of forgiveness, to learn to be a compassionate individual. It's hard to go. Learning the good things is like going uphill. Many people in the world, 80% of it, have a problem to be good people. They will rather do harm than do good. That's why in the social sector, there is competition everywhere. Everybody wants to win. I think it was the Equals that sang a song and saying, they said, life is like a race. Everybody wants to win. The world is full of corruption, confusion, and sin. And the Equals said, life at the top is better than life down below. And then the Equals asked a question and said, what would you do to get to the top, man? Do you know? Would you kill another man so that you could get to the top? Would you take from a rich man and give it to the poor? What would you do to get to the top, man? Do you know? See, getting to the top always a problem for many people. Others, some people would rather crush you under their feet to get up to the top than work with you to get to the top. It's a competitive world. People are competing to be on top, and they'll fight the best they know to put you down. But let me tell you something. But when the fullness of time has come, you are no longer going to be down. You are no longer going to be in bondage. God is going to arise. And when the Lord arises, you know what the Bible says? Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. The point I want to make to you is that when God arises, enemies of the cross will scatter. And your enemies, those who don't want to see you blessed, will scatter. You know, I like what David said, that the Lord has so blessed me, and he has made a table in the presence of my enemies. What God is going to do is going to bless you so much that he's going to spread out a table in the presence of your enemies, who's going to see you blessed as you walk in and out under the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to assure you today that there is coming a time for your exhortation. No matter what the devil has intended to do against you, God is bigger than the circumstances you are going through. No matter how big you are facing, the God we serve is bigger than that problem. So don't complain. See, the words you speak many times are the things that bind you. Don't complain. Don't cry. Because the God you serve is a great God. I like the preaching by preachers I heard briefly. He said that God heard the groanings of the children of Israel. That God heard the groanings of the children. See, they did not even cry to God. I think this was this preacher, Prince, something from Malaysia or so. He said, God heard the groanings of the children of Israel. Just your groanings, the pangs, the pain in you when you groan. You know what groaning is? When you say, oh my God, what's going on? That's groaning. The Bible said God heard the groanings of the children of Israel, and he came down to save them. Let me tell you what. Well, the vision is for an appointed time. And when the fullness of time has come, God will hear your groanings, and God is going to come to rescue you. We serve the God of miracles. We serve the God of vision. We serve the God who doeth things. Well, Beloved one, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba from Dallas, Texas, with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, signing off on this broadcast and saying, we love you, God loves you, and be good. God bless you, and bye-bye.